Live event coverage recorded June 24th at the Freefall Theater in West St. Petersburg, a Green Bench Conversation, presented by the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by PNC Bank. The topic, Greenlight Pinellas, the Pinellas County Transportation Initiative on the ballot in November. The speakers are Mayor Rick Reisman of St. Petersburg, Bob Buckhorn, Mayor of Tampa, George Kretikos, the Mayor of Clearwater, and Mayor Johnson of Indian Rocks Beach. The moderator, Chris Steinacker, President and CEO of the St. Pete Chamber of Commerce. We begin with Mayor Reisman.
I don't regret a minute of it, and I just look forward to continuing to do what I can to try and move this community forward.
Great. Thank you for that. And we at the Chamber just certainly appreciate your leadership. I think we're doing some great things with the greenhouse and our other efforts together, and our economic development strategy is really coming together, and it's because of your leadership as well. So thank you for that. Mayor Kritikos, we at the Chamber did a ULI study for the downtown waterfront for the city of St. Pete back in November. My understanding is you guys just recently completed a Urban Land Institute panel study where people come in from around the country and study the downtown. Help me understand, how did that go for you? That seems like big news.
Well, Chris, let me start off by saying you may have the best burgers, you know, here in St. Petersburg, and our good friend Mayor Buckhorn has the best Cubans, but North County, we have clear water.
We need that too.
And that was one of the things that came out of the ULI study. It focused on how can we brand the city. Our downtown, our beach, everybody knows. Our sunsets are well-known throughout the country. And that's where we're going to have to refocus ourselves and try to reach out to the entire community to let them know that with the Capitol Theater, with the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, with an intermodal facility that is anticipated in coming into downtown, that will be a hub for transportation, for the arts, for our visitors, and for our residents. And that's what ULI helped us understand. And so that was a good first step for us. They did also focus and remind us the importance of transportation. And I want to thank Mayor Buckhorn for being here because, you know, he doesn't have to be here. He doesn't have, you know, this isn't an issue that his constituents are vitally concerned about. But he stuck his neck out to show support because Mayor Buckhorn, Mayor Kreisman, Mayor Johnson, and all of our other elected officials, you know, we realize that this is a regional issue. It's not just not St. Petersburg. It's just not Clearwater. It's for all of us. And I'm getting ahead of myself here, but, you know, I'm a native of Pinellas County. When I grew up in Tarpon Springs, U.S. 19 was a two-lane road. Chris, we could make it from Mom and Dad's, from our house on Tarpon Avenue, to the Driftwood Cafeteria on 34th Street and 1st Avenue South in 30 minutes. Do you want me to go on?
You always tell someone who's been in Pinellas County their whole life when they say Pinellas County. I think it's one of the big ones, too. So thank you. Thanks for being here, too. Mayor Buckhorn, everybody's excited you're here. I'm excited. I've done a lot of work with you over the years. Help us understand, why are you here? Besides money.
Because no one here can vote against me. Chris, I'm here for a lot of reasons, and first and foremost is a 20-year friendship with a couple of the mayors that are up here on this table, this bench. Mayor Kretikos and I go back to the days of when MacDill Air Force Base was being threatened with closure. He was the top staffer for Representative Young at the time. Mayor Kreisman and I have been great personal friends since the early 90s, and I couldn't be more excited that the three of us have come together at this point in our careers representing the cities that we do. I don't know Mayor Johnson very well, but you know that's only a matter of time. I'm here for a simple reason. And you're right. Yeah. I don't have any skin in this game directly. But this Bay Area has reached a critical point in its evolution. And I, certainly as the mayor of Tampa, is absolutely committed to the fact that these bridges are not barriers. They're conduits to cooperation. That Hillsborough and Pinellas are not competing with each other. They're complementing each other. That we're going to succeed together as a region, or we're going to fail alone, because, as you know, Chris, we are competing out there as a region. In the days of us fighting about who's a Democrat, who's a Republican, who's Pinellas, who's Hillsborough, who's Tampa, who's St. Pete, who's on one side of Howard Franklin, who's on the other, are over. Absolutely, unequivocally over. And as the mayor of Tampa, I choose not to let anybody demonize us or divide us based on where we live. Because ultimately, we have to help each other. I mean, we're competing with other regions around the globe, places like Charlotte and Austin, Texas, and Raleigh-Durham. We're competing for intellectual capital. We're competing for those bright young people who can choose to live anywhere in the world that they want to live. And if we're going to compete as a region, and we're going to succeed as a region, we're going to have to do this together. And so what happens in Pinellas County affects the people that I represent. What happens in Pinellas County on this referendum affects Hillsborough's ability in 2016 to potentially go to a ballot with a referendum as well. Our ability to connect downtown St. Petersburg to the beaches to Tampa International Airport, downtown St. Pete to TIA, TIA to West Shore, West Shore to downtown Tampa, and hopefully eventually, if all aboard Florida comes down from Orlando into downtown Tampa, that connection will be solidified, and we will be a better place because of it. So you're not going to hear me, in the time that I've been granted to be the mayor, ever do anything that's not going to elevate the region. We're not going to divide this place. We're not fighting with each other anymore. We are going to join hands as communities, and we're going to move forward. But in order for us to do that, we have to have a robust transportation network. We are far less competitive without one. When we go out and compete for job relocations, when we can go out and compete for that intellectual capital, these millennials, let me tell you something. They want to live in urban core. They don't want to have a car, and they want to have access to mass transportation. Now, it's not just rail. It's bus rapid transit. It's every modality that you can possibly imagine has to be in the mix. But it's important that we realize that we can't look at each other as Mars and Venus. We've got to be connected, because I can tell you our futures are connected. And so we're either going to rise together and succeed, or we're going to fail alone. Because we are competing out there, and we are far less competitive without a robust transportation network.
Thank you. So if I've had anything in my ear, the guy in my ear would be saying, he just covered everything. Well done. Thank you. Mayor Johnson, you've been around these kind of conversations for a while. We were together at the Tampa Bay Partnership when we were doing reality check maybe 15 years ago about just how do we get our region to work together. And we were using ribbons to talk about rail back then. And you represent the beach, probably one of the most important assets we have in this community to the outside world. It brings in a lot of our resources. The question was, can you have a bad day at the beach? But I'm not going to ask that one. And you also were very involved in PSTA, where you took Route 59 to the PSTA meetings just to get a real sense of it. Just give us a sense of your understanding of the beaches and the connection with this transportation issue.
Well, I like to start out by saying that I appreciate the sentiments of Mayor Buckhorn about the need to have as little competition as possible around the Tampa Bay area, especially as far as transportation goes. When my family has been in Tampa for nearly a century and has been in Pinellas County, specifically in Indian Rocks Beach, since the mid-1930s. And we never understood the concept of some kind of competition across the bay. And Indian Rocks Beach has often been thought of as Tampa's beach. There's always been families from Tampa that have come to Indian Rocks Beach. They've built cottages. They've come back and forth. They still do that. There's still a heavy constituency, so to speak, from Hillsborough County that comes to Indian Rocks Beach. So for me, it's always been interconnected. And, it's very vital with the beaches as far as transportation goes to have convenient transportation and transit specifically up and down the beaches, because that's what tourists expect when they come to an area like ours, a major metropolitan area. They want to get around conveniently. They want to get around up and down the beaches, and they also want to be able to get from the beaches to the major attractions that are around the Tampa Bay area in general. So it's very important for us, as far as our competition goes. It isn't within the Tampa Bay area. It's us versus other major metropolitan areas around the country. It could be New York City. It could be the San Francisco area, Los Angeles, wherever the people want to go. wherever it is that they're attracted to those areas to visit and to recreate, we are in competition with them. So it's important for us to have the same level of transportation, and specifically, as we're talking about today, transit, to be in competition with them.
Excellent. Great. All right, so I'm going to throw a question out to you for all four of you to think about. Greenlight is a referendum. It was it has been led by strong political leaders. Commissioner Ken Welch, Karen Seals, Commissioner Latvala, Commissioner Maroney, Commissioner Justice, City Council Member Jeff Danner, and others all have been pushing this for years and years. And in the last couple of votes they've taken at Pinellas County Commission, at PST, and others could be seen as controversial. But they still, for the most part, went unanimous. Pinellas County Commission had a 6-1 vote, but everywhere else we're seeing pretty much unanimous political support for this. It's just interesting to me because there's a, I don't know if you guys read a book that was called Nation of Wusses. That was How America's Leaders Lost the Guts to Make Us Great. It was by Governor Rendell. And Governor Rendell basically states that we have forgotten what the greatest generation taught us, which is you've got to build. And you've got to build things that your community may not understand right now, but you have to build it for the future. We owe it to continue to grow our community. But he, in his book, kind of says there's not those political leaders that are willing to stand up for those hard votes, that they're willing to rather risk the hard vote to get reelected. Why are so many leaders behind this one this time?
Well, let me tackle that at the very most basic level. You know, in Pinellas County, we have 24 municipalities. And we also have the boards like the Metropolitan Planning Organization and PSDA that are essentially filled with political leaders. There are 15 seats on the PSDA board. So you have city councilmen and county commissioners and mayors that come and go. They spend several years on the board, some longer than others. But we have a lot of experience, so to speak, with our elected officials being involved with transportation planning, whether it's, like I said, an MPO, the PPC with transportation being melded with land use planning, the PSDA board. So there are a lot of opportunities out there, if you're an elected official, to be involved in the education of transportation planning and transit planning specifically. So I think that has a lot to do with it, because transit's not necessarily that easy to understand. There's a lot of moving pieces, and you know, often you hear people talking about it. They say, well, why do we see a bus go by, you know, that's happened? They really don't realize that farther down the line, maybe totally full, or different times of day. There's all kinds of things that need to be learned about, and the more you learn about it, the more you understand, then you can, you know, be more supportive of the things that we're talking about and the improvements, and you can see how far behind we are vis-a-vis other major metropolitan areas. And that may not be necessarily apparent to you unless you've looked into this.
Anyone else? Is anyone surprised that we've had such unanimous support? In 2010 in Hillsborough, we didn't have as much unanimous support. There were potholes everywhere you looked.
Literally and figuratively. I think that the counties in the Bay Area is in a different place. I mean, 2010 was an odd year in American politics. It was the year that anything progressive died a quick death for all kinds of different reasons, and that was true in Hillsborough County. I mean, I don't think the campaign was particularly well organized or well articulated, and I think the green light effort has learned from what happened in Hillsborough in 2010. But I think for a lot of us, the question becomes, do you want to do as an elected official, or do you want to be? And if you just want to be, don't bother. If you want to just kowtow to a small but vocal minority, you would take us back to a different place at a different time. That's not the kind of leadership that we need. And I think what has happened in Pinellas, and I think you're seeing it in Hillsborough as well, is that folks have recognized that we can't build our way out of this problem. We can't build enough roads to fix the demand. With the growth that's coming to the state of Florida, the growth that has been coming over the last decade and a half, we are 15 years behind on the infrastructure curve. And we are never going to get ahead of that. We can't buy enough right-of-way. The eminent domain costs are too high, and candidly, roads and automobiles are just the most inefficient way to move people back and forth. So you have to give people options. And I think folks are recognizing, particularly as you see the influx of young professionals into the urban core, both in downtown St. Petersburg and certainly in downtown Tampa, The demand for mass transit is palpable, and it is driven by young people who want to build a future here and whose intellectual capital, what's contained in their brains, will provide the backbone for our economy over the next 20 years. That is our future. That is who everyone here on this bench will pass that torch of leadership to someday, Chris. And they want an environment that's sustainable. They want a downtown that is urban and walkable and pedestrian-friendly. They want to be able to move from the job centers to their communities where they live, work, and play. They want to do it without a car, and they want mobility options, not just rail, mobility options. And that is what the Green Light effort is offering, and hopefully that's what's going to happen in Hillsborough County in 2016.
And I think Bob's right about the politics from 2010 compared to today. But the other piece of it is the economics, I think, are a little different from 2010 to today. I think there's a recognition by all of us who are serving today of the different economic environment and the competitiveness that we face today that's far different than it was even 3-4 years ago. We are one of the last major metropolitan areas in the country that has no significant mass transit system, which really puts us at a disadvantage competitively. And, you know, the one thing that I've learned from having served in state government and coming back to local government is when you're on the local level, you want to get things done. Politics and parties, it just doesn't matter. It's all about getting things done for your community and helping your community move forward. And I think there's a recognition of that that's different too, and that's why I think you see on the local level, the local politicians are the ones who are getting this stuff done. And it isn't just in this community, it's all around the country. It's on the local level, at the municipal and county level, that the real work is being done as opposed to, unfortunately, the gridlock that we're seeing in Washington and in the state governments.
In recent research we just conducted, I think the number was 58% of the folks we polled said Pinellas County's headed in the right direction. So an overall positive feeling about just the community itself. How important is that when you go to a referendum like this?
Quick question, let me go back to your other question though first. Who of you would vote for an elected candidate who would come up and say, I'm going to increase your taxes? Yeah, it just doesn't happen. Yeah, well, there's always a couple, right? but for the most part, that's not the case. We learn, your elected officials learn just like you do. I think all of us learned from the experience in Hillsborough County when they voted down the transit tax for Hillsborough County. Think about us here in Pinellas. How many times have we talked about the Bayside Bridge before it was built? How many times have we talked about a monorail down US 19? 40 years ago, we were having a conversation about putting a monorail down US 19. People said no. So we're building expressways. And what happens? No sooner than you build the road and it's open, it's overcrowded. Listen to what Mayor Johnson said. Of all of us, he is probably the foremost expert in Pinellas County on public transportation through his work at PSTA. It is important for us to realize that we can't just continue to build roads, like Mayor Buckhorn said, like Mayor Christman said. We need to have these alternatives because you and I are getting older, but the people who are coming in behind us, they look to walking to work. They look to riding a bicycle or using public transportation. And that's what we're trying to do, is figure out the right way to do this so that the entire county will benefit initially and then the region. Because it can't just be Pinellas County that has a system and not Hillsborough. And then we're going to have to figure out, and that's the 100 billion-dollar question on how to get them across the bay.
And when you said $100 billion, don't quote that number. That's just, so I was asking about just the overall sentiment of our community right now. It seems like people are feeling more positive about the environment. Do you get that sense in your communities? Or are your electric voters coming to you and saying that things are going better than they were? Or do you feel like we're coming out of this Great Recession into a new era for our community, for our region, for our cities?
I'm going to quote Alicia Keys. Tampa's on fire. I can see who doesn't know who Alicia Keys is. All the young people know who Alicia Keys is. Chris, I think there's an excitement about the Bay Area that's palpable. I mean, I think there's a buzz about this community that hasn't existed in probably 15 years. I think there's a realization that we don't have to settle for mediocrity anymore, that we don't have to settle for second best, that we can compete with anybody around the globe for anything and be successful. I mean, just look at the RNC, just look at Bollywood, look at the good things that are happening in the Tampa Bay area, because we said once and for all, we're done settling for second fiddle. And as a region, this area has created more jobs than any place else in the state of Florida in the last year. And I anticipate over the next year, we're going to continue to maintain that position. So good things are happening. Young people are flocking back to the urban core. There's an excitement about what our future is. People are realizing that our better days are yet ahead of us, not behind us. And yeah, we just came through a recession that kicked the teeth out of us, but we're coming out of that darkness into a good place. And part of that means if we're going to keep heading down this path, if we're going to keep competing for jobs and for intellectual capital, that we have to have a city whose economy is robust, that celebrates our diversity as a strength, that has urban cores that are vibrant, that are alive, that are engaged, that are walkable, and we have to have transit. What happens here is going to affect what happens in Hillsborough. And so if we believe that we're all in this together, then you've got a heavy burden on your shoulders. I can't turn the water off. I won't close the bridge like someone else. But we need you to stand up and do the right thing on this referendum, because it's going to affect the economy of everything that we do in the Bay Area moving forward.
Yeah, I do believe that there's an excitement that's going on right now. And you know, all you have to do, and I can only speak for St. Pete in particular, but I know my other mayors from Pinellas feel the same way about their communities. Just walk around Beach Drive, and I'm not just talking about on the weekends. Talk about any night of the week. But more exciting than that, walk on Central Avenue in the 600 block, or the 800 block, or the 1200 block, or even going down to the Deuces on 22nd Street in the Warehouse Arts District. This city is alive in ways that we haven't been in a long time, and we're proud of ourselves in ways we haven't been in a long time. And to be recognized as one of the 50 communities, 52 communities around the world to come visit says a lot about who we are and where we've come from and where we're going. But it has to be sustainable, and that's you know, it's a buzzword that everybody's using, but it has meaning to it. We have to put processes in place so that what we're experiencing now continue, and those processes are infrastructure investments, and infrastructure investments include transportation. Because people aren't going to continue to come here and enjoy our downtown if they can't get around easily. People that are coming over to the Tampa Bay region from Europe, they have an expectation about trying to get around and get around easily. And they're aghast when they get here and they see that there is no vibrant mass transit available to them. You go to any other major city around the country, whether it's Boston or Washington, D.C., or Dallas or Houston, communities like that, Charlotte, you don't have to rent a car when you go there to visit, because there is public transportation, good public transportation, that will take you around. That's a lot of money that you're saving on rental car fees. Sorry for my friends in the rental car industry, but that can be invested instead of with a rental car company back in the community at restaurants and at shops for visitors that come. So if it's going to be sustainable, if this excitement that we're seeing all throughout the Tampa Bay region, in Tampa and St. Pete and Clearwater, Indian Rocks Beach, if it's going to be sustainable, we have to make investments in our infrastructure, and that includes public transportation.
That's right.
we're sort of jaded, I think, because we live here. We know that we enjoy living here. And sometimes we forget how other people view us when they land at TIA, one of the best airports in the world, and then come across the Courtney Campbell or the Howard Franklin and see the glistening water, and then come to our beaches or wherever, the Dalí Museum, the RNC, Bollywood, showed us how important and vibrant this community is and how each little city has a niche and why it's important for us to try to use the transportation network and cooperating with each other so that the whole area rises. And that's what we're trying to do. That's what this is really all about. And sometimes, you know, we just get in our mind that we shouldn't do something. It's different. Well, the young kids today that we're wanting to bring into this area, they don't mind different. They look at alternatives that our parents and grandparents probably wouldn't even consider. And I remember working in Washington, and for 2 years, I put 3,000 miles on my car because I use public transportation. Wouldn't it be nice if we could go to a Rays game and not have to worry about paying to park, you know, and get home just like that with public transportation, you know, or to a Bucks game?
Well said. And the Rays are playing tonight, so after this you can go ahead and play the game as well. So we're feeling good about things, and we've got the leadership. Behind you is the map. So this is part of it. So Greenlight Pinellas is a plan as much as it is a referendum. How important, now we've talked about all the optimism and all the things it can do, how important is this map to the referendum and to making sure that, did you all look at this map and go, okay, it does do what it needs to do? How important is this map and does it do what you guys need it to do?
Let me start off. We look at that map and realize, not like some of the people who wrote me after the ULI study, we had a briefing on Friday afternoon. Somebody was writing me saying, well, when are you going to implement? And it was from a gentleman who really doesn't like us doing a whole lot very quickly. And my response back to him was, well, if I had a magic wand, it would happen right away. But this isn't Hogwarts. And my wand doesn't work. So when you look at this map, realize that it is a vision that needs to get built one step at a time. North County is going to benefit because of expanded bus service and service that will be available to us not just until 6 o'clock at night. And I think that's the key that we're going to have to remember, that service is going to be expanded. It's going to be more available, and it is going to run to our beaches and the Jolly Trolley and the PSTA trolley that runs up and down the beach will be able to get workers to the beach when they need to work and not go home at 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mayor Johnson, from your perspective, does this map cover, are you guys proud of what that really represents?
Yeah, this map represents years of work, hard work and study from PSDA and the Metropolitan Planning Organization, folks from all over Pinellas County, a lot of public input. Basically, you know, you're talking about, we don't have an infinite amount of money that's going to come into play. So we had to say, what is the best transportation system or the best transit system specifically could be put together for a reasonable amount of money, revenue, a different revenue source, obviously, we're talking about now than what we've relied on previously. And how could it cover as much of the county as possible with links to Tampa and up to Pasco County and as efficiently as possible? So there is a lot of work that went into this, and it's important to have a detailed plan to show the voters, because they want to know what they're getting, what their money is providing in their neighborhood, how it will benefit them, how can they get around. And obviously there's different modes. There's some routes that are more frequent than others. Some of them are closer to, for instance, the light rail line. Others have trolleys, etc., and circulators. There's all different kinds of strategies that are going on here to try to cover the territory. So it's important to have this plan out there and for people to be able to study it and ask questions about it, so that when they go to the ballot box, they're informed and there's not sort of a fog about exactly what's going on. And we feel like this plan is detailed enough that we'll have some confidence in our voters. And that might have been a problem over in Hillsborough County a few years ago. We hear a lot about that, that the voters weren't 100% certain that where these lines were, or are they definitely going to be put in place, how much it was going to cost, and things of that nature. And that was something that we learned from over there, and we put a lot of time and attention into.
Excellent. And so that this was designed by a community, you mentioned. I mean, there's a lot of people's fingerprints on the steering wheel of this, and 2.5 years of just pure green light process, but years and years of process before that. So, and it was all conducted by PSTA. Brad Miller, lead PSTA, is here tonight. Brad, I want to ask you all from the mayor's perspective. When we do our research, I said 57%, 58% think Pinellas County is heading in the right direction. When we ask about PSTA, 58-59% of people say PSTA is doing a great job. That's pretty impressive. How important is it to you all as elected officials that you have the folks who are running the trains, running the buses, are doing that kind of job? What does that say about this referendum and this community, and how important is it for you all to really have that kind of support for the people who are running the system?
Chris, I can tell you what happens when the public doesn't have the support of the local transit agency. And I'm not going to talk to that map, because that's really not my bailiwick. But I can tell you that the depth of the preparation, the amount of the outreach, the level of discussions, whether you are for it or against it, everyone's had a chance to weigh in on this. The ability to determine what it's going to cost you and what the average household will end up paying. The ability to look at the different routes and determine the mix of the different forms of transportation is far superior to what took place in Hillsborough in 2010. In 2010 in Hillsborough, they couldn't tell you, like you said, Mayor Johnson, really what it was going to cost. They hadn't arrived on a decision about the routes. There was a lot of elected officials that were attempting to, we refer to it as love it to death. There wasn't the confidence in the local bus system, the HART system, that gave people the faith that the money that they would be investing in this could be managed appropriately. I don't think any of that exists in Pinellas County. As an outsider looking in, I think you have great confidence in PSTA. I think it's got a proven record. I think the due diligence that you've done in preparation for this upcoming election is to be lauded, because I don't know how much more thorough a referendum could be prepared and presented to you, the voters, to make your decisions. Now, obviously not everyone's going to agree, and that's the democratic process, and we respect that. But you need to approach this with all the facts, and I think you've been given all the facts. The table has been set. You know what it's going to cost. You know what the reduction will be as a result of the trade-off on property taxes. You know where the route will be. But what you don't know and what you really need to consider is what the upside will be 10 or 15 years down the road. This is not a vote for us. This is a vote for our kids and a vote for our grandkids. And the future of the Bay Area is going to be determined by the outcome of this election. I can tell you that in no uncertain terms. But the preparation, I think, has been just superb.
Excellent. Thanks. So, The notion that we have a map, we have a PSTA system that's in place, and now we have an understanding of the tax swap. Recently, the county commission approved the local agreement to ensure that our property taxes, if this referendum passes, our property taxes are going to be reduced by the current amount that PSTA gets, which is about 0.72-ish mils for most property owners in Pinellas County, for many property owners in Pinellas County. And then we're going to go to a sales tax that is going to be paid for it by tourists. How important to you all that we have found the right revenue mix for ourselves, and how Does that need to be communicated? How do you all communicate that when people ask you about that?
Well, and I think, you know, the one-third piece that you just mentioned is really a big, an important piece to consider, because we're designing a system, as we, and we've talked a little bit about the impact of tourism on our economy here, and certainly we have a lot of other things that we're, all of our communities are doing from an economic development standpoint, but tourism is a big piece, especially for the beach communities, of their economy. And to have designed a funding process that taps into those who will be using this transportation system, as opposed to having a transportation system that's funded solely by property owners, but yet is utilized by, you know, thousands and thousands of tourists, and the numbers keep going up, which is a really good thing, but that are utilizing that system. I think this is a fairer way of paying for this system. So, there's been a lot of talk about all the thought that has gone into the design of the map and the routes and the process, and I think there was a lot of thought that went into trying to come up with how do we pay for this that is as fair as we can and really taps into everybody potentially who might be utilizing this service at some point in time during their lifetime. And let's also remember that as our community is continues to become a younger community in some aspects, you know, we've got students who are going to be able to utilize transit to get to school much easier. But for our aging community, their need to rely on vehicles, on motor vehicle transportation, and the difficulty that comes with that as they continue to age, we're providing them with that opportunity too. So this is, you know, this is going to really, it's a broad spectrum that will be using transportation and a broad spectrum that will be paying for it.
Excellent. Good deal. Just a note about that, you know, college-educated people. We're doing some economic development work at the Chamber, and guys like Alex Ben and others we're digging into some research there. In 25-mile radius, in the Tampa Bay area, this two-county area, there are more folks working on a college education than in the research triangle. That's how many people you're talking about that really do need the assistance to get to those, to get to that education, to get to the jobs we're looking for. So that's a piece of it. I'm going to move to the next. Mayor Kutkos, I put this up for you. This is downtown Clearwater in the future. Part of what this whole process represents is, and I had a chance to get to a couple of them, was some design charrettes. So not only did we make sure we had a revenue source, made sure we understood where the rail and bus systems were going to be, but part of this promise is about economic development, that we are going to be able to hit the reset button in a lot of places where we go. We're going to be able to say, hey, there's an opportunity for private investment to come back to the table, for private investment to build condos and office buildings and residential, just the entire piece of it. When you all see what it would be like to hit the reset button from a leader of a municipality, how exciting is that? When do you get a chance to do that?
It is really exciting because of what has happened in other communities that have gone down this road with light rail and some sort of public transportation, be it the Metro in Washington or whatever it's called in Dallas and in Denver. Yeah, people movers in Portland. Yeah, they, where there's a station stop, immediately there's redevelopment in that area because of what we've been alluding to earlier and how today's people like to walk to work or have alternatives to get to work. And this would give us that opportunity, not only in the downtown Clearwater area, but throughout that route. And the other thing that, you know, we have to keep reminding the people in North County is, again, this is the first step. You know, we have to begin somewhere. And eventually, you know, I'm sure PSTA is going to look at expanding even the light rail component to cover more of the county, because ideally that will help build up other centers like would be at wherever the stations are from Clearwater to downtown St. Pete.
Excellent. Good deal. So economic development is a big piece of it. And I'm just going to back up 1 second on this. Mayor Buckhorn said the bridge, that the map isn't important, but Mayor, there's a bridge on there. Everywhere I go, when I talking to people about this, it's really important that we get over that bridge. When Jim Dixon and Ben and others led a discussion with our FDOT secretary recently, he basically claimed that we weren't on the same page about how Franklin needs to be in the future. So to us, we thought that this green light really represented that opportunity to get on the same page. If we indeed pass this, we know what kind of technologies we're going to be using, what kind of efforts. So let's just talk a little bit about, can we all get on the same page about when we rebuild the Howard Franklin, will it include this transit option?
I don't think we have an option. I mean, we're not going through this exercise to have it stop at the Howard Franklin Bridge. That would defeat the purpose of everything that we were talking about right here. I mean, just a muscular, robust, multimodal system in Pinellas County that doesn't solve all of our issues. It doesn't connect the Bay Area in ways that we need it to be connected. That route has to get across the Howard Franklin Bridge. It has to get to TIA. It has to stop in West Shore, and it has to terminus in downtown Tampa. Studies have shown that most of the folks crossing the Howard Franklin want to get to downtown Tampa from Pinellas County. And so the ability to move people from TIA to the beaches via mass transit is huge for Mayor Johnson and for his economy out there. As it exists right now, other than a cab or Uber or Lyft or a bus system or renting a car, it's hard for someone coming into TIA, and you've seen how successful we've been as of late broadening our international horizons and planting Tampa Bay's flag around the world. Whether it's Copa Airlines, whether it's Edelweiss, whether it's Alaska to West Coast, I mean, we are doing more and more of that because we're trying to encourage that international trade, international investment, and international tourism to come. We want them to be able to get off a flight from Panama or from Frankfurt and get on a mass transit mode and get to the beaches as quickly as they can. That's important. And so that connectivity, Chris, is critical. And so as, DOT starts the master plan in the next 10 years, as we start to look at DOT's budget, we have got to make sure that the interests of the Tampa Bay area are represented and that we are uniform in our response as to what the appropriate mode of that would be. But it's got to happen. It absolutely has to happen.
Let me illustrate this a little bit by a personal anecdote. Back when I was on the PSDA board, I was still on the board several years ago, I told the board that I was taking what I thought of as an all-transit trip from Indian Rocks Beach to New Haven, Connecticut. So I left my house, and I got on the Suncoast Beach trolley, and then I transferred to the 59, then I transferred to the express bus, and then I transferred once I'd gotten across the bay to another bus, and then I got on the train, the Amtrak train from the station, went up to New York, and on and on. And I was able to do it because I was very familiar with the system. So, I could look at the schedule and figure out the most efficient way to do it. But it wasn't really all that easy, necessarily. It was a lot of transfers and a lot of coordination because you didn't want to sit around and wait long periods of time and all this kind of stuff. It should be relatively easy to get from the beach across the bay to the airport, to the West Shore area, to downtown Tampa. It should be a snap. And when you go to other major metropolitan areas, especially areas that are tourist areas, they expect that. And as we pointed out earlier, they're coming from Europe. Our tourists are coming from Europe. They just expect when they get here that they could jump on mass transit and get quickly to different locations. And, we're talking about college students. We have our college students who often leave here and they go traveling elsewhere, and they come back after they've experienced that convenience elsewhere, and they're not dumb. They're scratching their heads and going, gosh, why is it so hard to get around the Tampa Bay area when I just went to this place or that place, someplace in Europe? I mean, I went to school in a number of places. I went to school in Houston and in New York City and Berlin, and they all have robust transportation systems. Even Houston, that's been for many years a car-centric city, has had a light rail system now for about a decade. It just tells you that we're talking about sort of at one point about the worry of the brain drain of our youth. I mean, like I said, they're going out and they see the world. And if we can't compete, they may think it's time for us to go someplace elsewhere where it's easy to get around because transportation is so critical. I mean, it's a basic tool. You have to have it. You can't just say, well, we'll get to that someday. And so that's what we're trying to tackle right now, to catch up.
Good. So, well said. And so as we wrap up, I'm going to talk a little bit more about regionalism, but the last piece of what I think is an important element of this whole thing is, so we've talked about our elected officials being having a consensus and how hard they've worked the process and created it. And it wasn't just the elected officials. And many of you represent those groups that were in the room. We have the Sierra Club and the Chambers of Commerce from all across our area, Clearwater and the Beaches and Mid-Pinellas and others. Our chambers and others and Sierra Clubs and others are taking a stand and saying yes for Pinellas and working on a campaign to make sure these facts get out. From your perspective, and since I have a lot of chamber people here, how important it is to have a strong business community partner in this effort? What does success look like to you all when you talk about the business community? How important it is for you to run a city and have a strong business partner?
Well, I can tell you in Tampa, city government and business community are in lockstep. I mean, there's nothing that separates us because we all recognize that we're pursuing the same goals. When you create jobs, you create opportunities. And when you create companies, you create wealth. And when you add buildings to the tax roll, you start to add property tax that allows me as the mayor to do a lot of other things. This effort has got to bubble up, not from the top down, but from the bottom up. And I think what you're seeing here and the diversity of this audience and everything that I have read so far is that it's not just the downtown business crowd that's driving it. It's not just the politicians. It's the people who recognize the value, the intrinsic value in having mobility options. And the time for the political rhetoric is over. I mean, we could talk about low taxes, less government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't pay the bills. That doesn't get us from point A to point B. This effort, I think, really is doing what we did do in Hillsborough County in 2010, because that was a very top-down driven effort. This is coming from the grassroots up. I personally think it will be successful. I'm counting on that. And I think everyone will recognize the value of the vast amount of participation that has made this a better process, and made that map a better map, and made the outcome, I think, more certain because people have bought in, and you've encouraged that buy-in, and it wasn't just the suits or the politicians driving the decision. It's you, not us.
Like Mayor Buckhorn, I think it's obviously important for and I'm very appreciative of the relationship that our city has, city government, with the chamber and with the business community, because we too recognize the impact of the business community on our city, and for us to have the resources to build the parks that we want to build and the amenities and to attract the galleries and the museums. We've got to have those tax revenues that come from business. So that partnership is critical. But what's equally important in what I'm seeing here, and I think Bob said it well talking about the grassroots on up, is we're seeing support from the business community, which recognizes the sustainability issues that I mentioned before, but also from the community itself, or from the individual neighborhoods, whether it's Kona or all the various neighborhoods we have throughout the city of St. Petersburg, who are all recognizing that having better transportation options. And what's important on this map isn't just that light rail that's up there, that passenger rail. It's all the other elements that are a part of this plan. And even on the logo, you see the four bubbles, the one being light rail, one being a bus, which is enhanced buses and bus rapid transit, but you also see bicycles and pedestrians. And for everyone that's living in a neighborhood, we all know how important it is to be able to ride your bikes and walk and make your community a more livable community. And that's what you get with enhanced transportation. It isn't just about BRT and it isn't just about light rail. It's about improving the overall transportation holistically with bikes and pedestrians. So to have the business community be a part of it, to have the neighborhoods be a part of it, and the community as a whole, from the grassroots up, that's what's going to make it successful. It can't just be the politicians talking about how this is good for our community, we need to do this.
In Clearwater and North County, we don't have any big companies. we have a lot of small businesses, and that's what's exciting about what has happened in North County through our chambers, I believe, is that they've reached out to the small businesses, and they have identified that, yes, this is probably the most important vote that we will have in Pinellas County in this generation, and we just can't let it slip through our hands again.
Seems like we have a moment in time we can all take advantage of. So I'm going to wrap up now. I said I'd get us out of here at 7, it's just 7 o'clock now. Last question was about regionalism, and let's see if I can... Someone can advance the slide for me, I'd appreciate it. Okay, next one. Okay, so that's regionalism. Okay, I showed this.
That's
actually what that is. So let me explain a minute. I want to explain this a little bit. I want you guys to react to it. So this is the Steinacher Boys. Okay, so this is the Steinacher. So the brand is the Steinacher Boys. And I liken it to the brand called Tampa Bay. Because when you talk about the Steinacher Boys back in that picture, you saw some needs. You saw some infrastructure needs. They both all needed teeth repair. You saw some lifestyle issues with the same kind of dress and hairstyles. So they shared a lot of brand attributes, and they had some different attributes. That's what our region does. But you cannot say that I'm Frank Steinacher, Brian Steinacher, and I would probably get really upset with you if you said I'm like Frank Steinacher. He's a nice guy, but he ain't Chris Steinacher. So, and that's what I think we have in our region is we have a wonderful brand called Tampa Bay. But when you dive into each piece of that brand, we have tremendous, tremendous brand capabilities in St. Pete, in Tampa, in Clearwater, in our beaches and all. So when we talk about Tampa Bay, and or if we talk about our individual community, it's really good for the entire effort. And what I've heard tonight is... you guys believe that as well, but just help me understand, and Mayor Buckburn, I think you've done it just by the time and the energy you've shown us tonight to come to our community to talk about this, but that brand called Tampa Bay is something that is finally got an opportunity to be understood.
Oh, I don't have a doubt about it. I mean, just imagine a week ago Saturday, 800 million people watched the Bollywood Awards. What did they see? They saw an amazing community. They had never heard of Tampa before we were selected. They knew about Orlando because of the Mouse. They knew about Miami because of Miami Vice. 800 million people saw every one of those actors get up and say something nice about Tampa. I mean, that is the kind of recognition that this community deserves, that we are capable of. I think, you know, and I say this everywhere I go, this really is our time. Not my time, not Tampa's time, our time. You and I. Because out of this decade, we will decide what we're going to be when we grow up. Out of this decade, we will determine what the Tampa Bay area looks like for the next 50 years. Out of this decade, we will decide whether or not we're going to move forward or we're going to remain constant. And out of this decade, those young millennials, those young best and brightest, our kids, that have been leaving the state of Florida on a one-way street for places like Austin, Texas, and Raleigh, Durham, and Charlotte, North Carolina, and not coming back, are going to make the decision whether they're going to choose to come home and if they're going to bring their friends with them. I can tell you this. I'll be damned if I'm losing my two daughters to Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm counting on you, and I'm really going to be mad if y'all don't pass this thing. Because it's even though they're 8 and 13, when this gets done, and this gets built, and we pass ours, it's going to make a tangible difference in that decision-making process and our ability to compete for that intellectual capital, which will determine what this economy will look like 5, 10, 15 years down the road. It's important, folks. It's not just a bus system. It's not just rail. This is a vote for our future. You all decide what that future is going to look like, and I'll be right there with you.
And I want to use a little different approach because I've got to get parochial just for a moment. You know, it's mighty hot in Pinellas County in June. But in Clearwater, we have winter 365 days a year. And that story encourages and inspires not only the little child, but the veteran who comes home, who has survived when our parents probably would have been left on the battlefield and buried in France and over in Europe. And today, not only do we have winter, but in September, we're going to have hope. And our hope is that in November, you will do what Mayor Buckhorn said, because I need your vote.
Well, let me touch on the perspective of a beach community relative to the rest of the Tampa Bay area. In Indian Rocks Beach, we love our small-town flavor. We often describe it as sort of a Mayberry-ish type place, relatively small scale. We don't have too much development. We have a lot of restaurants and shops, but it's a great place. A lot of people live there permanently year-round, along with visitors who come. But we're not totally in isolation. People who live in Indian Rocks Beach, they often work outside the city in the mainland. They could be working in Pinellas County, they could be driving across the Bridge of Tampa. We recreate, we shop, we go to art events, we go to sporting events all over the Tampa Bay area. And so, we come across the bridge, and yes, we love being home, but we're not isolated from the rest of the Tampa Bay area, and we're connected to the Tampa Bay area, but we need to be better connected. We can't just sort of pull our heads into a shell and say, we want to be just what we are, and we don't really have anything to do with everything else that's going out there in that big swirling mass of the Tampa Bay area. But because we really are interconnected, there's no getting around it. And I think for a place like Indian Rocks Beach or any of the beach communities, it's important that we want to be able to get around in an efficient manner, in an quick manner. I mean, I hear so much about how can we find a better form of transportation from the beaches to get to, say, downtown Tampa, to go to a Lightning game or to go to something at the Straz, wherever it may be, getting across Pinellas County or even going down to downtown St. Pete. I have to say that when I was on the board, a number of times I told my board of directors and for PSDA that I did take public transportation to Rays games. And you can do it, but you got to be paying close attention to when that game ends currently, because you may find yourself taking a trolley back and getting to back to the beach, and then you've already missed the last one that's heading north in Indian Rocks Beach. Well, we're trying to change that by having a system that runs later, more frequently, et cetera, where that's not a concern. Because I know other residents who actually took the trolley to race games, and they love doing that, and they love going up and down. But like I said, it should be something that takes a lot of brain power to do. It should be something that's relatively easy and simple, and that is something that our citizens deserve, because this is a wonderful area. Tampa Bay area is a great metropolitan area, and this improvement to the transit system is really the missing piece. It's the last major missing piece that we need to fill. That's
so great. Final words?
Yeah, and I'm like Bob. I've got young kids, and the last thing I want to see them do is go off to college, and if they don't stay here in the state, not come back after they've gone off. And I know just from the travels that we've gone on and where we've been able to use public transportation, that they see that and they like it. And that's what we are seeing with this new generation and the millennials, is the expectations are just different. And each of our communities, we all have our individual strengths, whether it's the beaches and that you all both share, in Clearwater and Indian Rocks and winter, and the sports in Bollywood, and us with our arts and culture in St. Petersburg. But we also we have shared strengths also, which is the way that I see that we have the ability to really market ourselves regionally. But again, it only goes so far. Because if we're drawing folks in, for example, in health sciences, and whether they're coming in for St. Anthony's or All Children's, Johns Hopkins, or Moffitt, the ability to get back and forth easily between those research centers is really critical. And if we're going to really, truly be able to market ourselves around the country and internationally, we've got to have that connectivity. Because that's how our strengths are really going to carry us further, because we do have those shared strengths that we can use. But to attract people down here, That's the piece of that quality of life that we've got to be able to provide also.
Beautiful. Well, you all have been a great audience, and I want to thank you for that. And then let's share the thanks as well to our mayors who have showed up tonight. And finally, the takeaway is get all the information you can. There's a lot of great websites, Greenlight Pinellas. You can vote yes on Greenlight Pinellas. There's a lot of places you can get the information. Get the information. Get a ballot from the mail. Get yourself in the game here and vote. Vote for our future together. I want to thank you all for joining us here at the St. Pete Chamber, and to all my partners, thank you all, and have a great night.
You've been listening to a live webcast of a Green Bench conversation presented by PNC Bank, Doyle Wealth Management, and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The topic tonight was the Pinellas County Transportation Initiative on the ballot in November, and the program put on by Green Bench Pinellas. We heard from all four mayors from the Tampa Bay area. Mayor Kreisman from St. Petersburg, Bob Buckhorn, the mayor of Tampa, Mayor Kretikos from Clearwater, and Mayor Johnson from Indian Rocks Beach. The program was moderated by Chris Steinacher, the president and CEO of the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. This has been live event coverage from RadioSt.Pete.com on Tuesday evening. And the program came to you from the Free Fall Theater live in West St. Petersburg, Florida. For RadioSt.Pete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux. Thanks for listening. We return you now to our studio. We don't have to worry about nothing. No.